Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And the first thing that we're going to do, typically, you know, we'll dive into something, and we will in just a moment. We're going to talk about the college football playoff. But before we do that, we wanted to establish this for the rest of the show because we're going to have some fun with this. All I can tell you is if you're ever out and you're out with buddies and your girlfriend calls one of your buddies to find out where you are, you better hope Garrett Cole is not the buddy she's calling. Because
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. If your girlfriend's calling Garrett Cole to track you down, it ain't going to go well.
You're sleeping on the couch.
Garrett Cole asked if he used Spider Tech, and this, I'll just play it for you.
And have you ever used Spider Tech while pitching?
I don't.
he doesn't know.
I don't know. I don't know if, I don't know quite, I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Garrett, that's a simple yes or no answer, my friend.
He don't quite know how to answer that.
And have you ever used Spider Tech while pitching?
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Wife calling. She can't get a hold of you. She calls your best friend, who happens to be Garrett Cole. Garrett, where are you at? We're at a strip club. put him on the phone. Here you go. I'm not lying for you, dude. There you go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
All right, so here we go. The college football playoff announces that they're going to expand, and we all expected this because at the end of the day, the almighty dollar says it's time to do it.
Let's set some ground rules before you get off on this predictable whatever you do when stuff like this comes up. Nobody wants to hear about the American Association of No Defense Playing Football, okay? Whatever conference that's called. So go ahead.
So they're going to expand the playoff from four teams to 12 teams. The top four teams are going to get a first-round bye, and then 5 through 12 will play in a first round in which the higher seed gets a home game. And then the second round will be a set of bowl games, I guess, and then the final four more bowl games, and of course you've got the national championship. So if you take the rankings from this past year, the 12 teams that you'd had in, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and then you'd had Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Florida, Cincinnati, who was undefeated going into the playoff, by the way, Georgia, Iowa State, Indiana, and Coastal Carolina would have been your 1 through 12 that would have gotten into the playoff, you'd have had two teams from the group of five that would have gotten in.
Using last year's scenario?
Right.
So let me hear you explain how Coastal Carolina would have beat Texas A&M. We're listening out here from the Bennett Auto Group studio live at K-Bay. So let's just tell everybody this garbage. Go ahead.
No, I don't think that Coastal Carolina would have beaten Texas A&M.
Okay.
No, I certainly don't think that. Now, I do think that Cincinnati, in their first round game, they would have had a home game in Cincinnati against Georgia, which they played Georgia in the bowl game at a neutral site, and of course Georgia escaped with a win. I think you put that game in Cincinnati, Cincinnati probably wins by 10 or 12 points.
Well, first of all, Cincinnati's football stadium holds about 25,000 people, and there's bigger high school football stadiums in the state of Georgia than what Cincinnati plays in, so there's nothing intimidating about going to play Cincinnati at Cincinnati. Nothing.
I think
absolutely nothing.
I think at the end of the day, if you put Cincinnati in this group of 12, they're probably looking at they're probably making their way to the Final Four from last year's team.
The last year's team that lost in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl to Georgia.
That Georgia escaped with a W, and Cincinnati went in undefeated, by the way.
Oh, the spin.
So, you know, here's some things, though, that kind of get me about this. I like this as a whole. I do. I like this.
I do, too, because I'm all about the little guy on this show. And
he's sitting here talking about – he just downed the American Athletic. Didn't even call it by its name. And then 30 seconds later comes back and says he's the defender of the little guy. Just listen to this. I want you to pay attention to this, listeners.
I want the little guy to get their shot, man.
Listen to this, listeners.
I want the little guy so it'll shut people like you up.
Okay.
Who comes in here every week trying to play like – some sort of victim on this show about, I'm a card-carrying member of the American Association of Non-Football Defense Playing Conference Basketball, whatever you want to call it. The American, what's it called again?
I've told you 20 million times. I'm not going to tell you again.
Okay, the American Association of Football.
So here, getting back to the actual segment, this is what Kip does, hijack stuff.
Hijack it.
So here's the thing. You're going to have team in the first round, 1 through 4 aren't going to play. So you've got 5 through 8 that are going to get home games.
Okay.
Okay. And then in the next round.
You're assuming that, correct?
I think that's basically what I've read.
Okay.
And so in the next round, they're all going to be bowl games. So there are going to be no home games when teams 1 through 4 join the fray.
Okay.
So your top 4 teams are not going to get a home game in the playoff, but your 5 through 8 will. Not crazy about that.
Oh, you're not crazy about home games?
I mean,
no, I'm saying I'm not crazy that 5 through 8 get a home game, but 1 through 4 will not.
I mean, you're losing money. I mean, Cincinnati's of the world hosting a game in front of a 20,000 seat stadium. Come on, man. You're losing money, NCAA.
We got a lot more to say about this. We can review on the other side.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of Sports Radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and get ready for Jason to drink the Central Florida Cool. No, it's the weekend review.
And here we go. Kawhi Leonard, killer. Luka Doncic, a.k.a. the next Michael Jordan, according to Kip, is sitting at the house. Hallelujah. Welcome, Shane Green. Talks of the college football playoff expanding. I hear money. Maybe Coco Gauff should change her profession to professional racket smasher. Don't ever put Garrett Cole on a witness stand if you need him to lie. My suggestion to Major League Baseball, if they want to make the game better, do away with illegal substances, lower the mound, and bring back steroids. Problem solved. Write this down. Clippers, Nets, NBA Finals. Giannis, fake superstar. Braves fans, pack it in. It's over. No one is stopping the Utah Jazz from winning a title. Remember when the Yankees were good, like in 2001? Nadal, Djokovic, epic. Tsitsipas, tennis needs you. Sixers, NBA Finals bound. Netflix will be launching a new He-Man series. Kip can't be more excited. A Quiet Place 2, mind-blowing. And these are my thoughts.
Four NBA teams in the finals now.
What you talking about?
Just what you just said. Four teams playing for one trophy.
I don't follow.
I mean, you just picked four teams to play in the finals.
Did I?
Yes.
That's
what you did.
I don't recall that.
And Braves pack it in June 12th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bishop, quote, go back, play the tapes. June 12th, 2021, Jason Bishop said, Braves fans, it's over. Pack it in.
Well, that's what you said. Okay, yeah. And I stand by that. And I will come September when they're 15 games out, because this is why. You just lost a game last night to the Marlins, who aren't good. Then when you were playing the Phillies, you lost that series when your most reliable reliever, Chris Martin, comes in the 10th inning and doesn't even get an out and gives up the game with a two-run lead after you just took it. And the night before, your closer, Will Smith, gives up a walk-off two-run homer to a guy that's got five at-bats in the major leagues. That, to me, says it ain't your year.
Shane Green, he's coming up. He's going to solidify that bullpen.
Okay. And then Charlie Morton goes four innings.
And starts walking everybody.
Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm a tennis guy, and so I'm assuming, you know, that some of my listeners, at least some of them, are as well. And so today, or excuse me, tomorrow, you're going to have a Tsitsipas Djokovic final. And, you know, I was having a conversation with my dad last night on the phone about this, who's also a huge tennis guy. And we made the realization that Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer probably have about 2 years left. And when they're gone, Novak Djokovic is going to become the face of tennis if one of these young superstars does not step up. And Djokovic is not very well liked. And so what's going to happen is he's going to go on this ridiculous run and win all these majors, if somebody doesn't step up, and become the face of tennis. And no one's going to care to watch tennis because nobody wants to watch him win. Tennis is in a real rocky spot right now.
And it's been that way for 20 years.
Well, as long as Federer and Nadal are on the circuit, you're okay. But like I said, can't be more than 2 years before these guys just say, we cannot do it anymore.
I think tennis in this country has been on the decline since Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi kind of exited the scene.
Well, you had the his name escapes me, the kid that came along, the big hitter, the big hitting kid that played Federer in Wimbledon several years ago, and I can't think of
his. You're talking about Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick. Yeah. You know, he was really good. Never really got over the hump as far as being what they thought he was going to be, but you know, since him, you're right. You haven't really had a really great American tennis player. But for me, it doesn't really matter if you're tennis where the guy comes from. You just have to get somebody to step up and start winning majors consistently other than Djokovic in the next couple of years.
Facebook live posts. People care about tennis about like they care about AAF football. Wow. Mm. Wow.
Okay. So here's another question, right? So if you've got an undefeated Central Florida team who has won the AAC, undefeated conference champs.
AAC? Okay.
The AAC. All right. Central Florida wins the AAC, undefeated, rolls everybody they play, and then you've got a Pac-12 champ that's 9-3, and a Big Ten or a Big 12 champ that's 10-2. Who gets the 4 seed? Do you give the 4 seed to the undefeated Central Florida team that's rolled everybody? Do you give the 4 seed to a 3-loss Pac-12 or a 2-loss Big 12?
You know,
you tell me.
You're getting greedy. Now, they're about to expand to a 12-team playoff, all right? Certainly, an undefeated team from a conference that doesn't play defense will probably get a bid. You know, they'll probably get like a 10 or 11 or 12 seed.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, see, that's the problem. That's the problem with you, man. You sit here and you talk about wanting to be for the little guy, but I'm telling you, the little guy, as a person who is for the little guy,
okay,
mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you're seated. All that matters is you get in. And now you're sitting here and you're complaining about somebody that might be undefeated but plays inferior competition not getting a 3 or 4 seed. See, that we got a problem here.
Inferior competition according to who? The committee that ranks the teams?
According to the eye test that people like you and me watch on TV every week. That
my eye test tells me that year that Central Florida beat Auburn, they would have beat anybody in the country. That's what my eye test tells me.
Your eye test was wrong. I mean, as usual.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland
for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced their next cover athlete for the coming issue, and that person is Brunswick High offensive lineman Kanaya Charlton. Charlton will become the latest Pirate on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition and join the likes of former Pirates Darius Slay, Warren McClendon, and Randon Jernigan, just to name a few, to grace the cover of SSE. The Charlton issue of the Southern Sports Edition will be out on June the 30th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
I'll say this, that year that Central Florida played Auburn in whatever that bowl game was,
5 years ago,
that no defense playing team held Auburn to only 27 points, and Auburn scored a late touchdown to even make it respectable.
Georgia held them to 7 in the SEC championship game.
What's that got to do with your accusation that Central Florida doesn't play defense?
That means Georgia's 3 touchdowns better than Central Florida, I guess. I don't know.
Look, I'm willing to concede to you that particular year that Alabama and Georgia might have been slightly better than Central Florida.
I'll tell you this. If Central Florida would have played Georgia in the national championship game in 2017, you would not be hearing 1980 jokes anymore. Period. Print up the shirts.
Again, I'm not saying that I don't think that Georgia would not have beaten Central Florida. I think that'd have been an incredibly competitive game.
I think Georgia would have ran for 639 yards in that contest.
Auburn didn't.
Well, Georgia would have.
Kip's butt hurt segment.
Butt hurt list this week. It's the Who Does Less With More edition of the Butt Hurt List, Jason.
Dallas is gonna be on here.
Number 5. The New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
I mean, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees. You win one Super Bowl. get in the playoffs every year, then you're whining about officials blowing past interference calls, and you choke against the Minnesota Vikings back-to-back seasons. Who does less with more than the New Orleans Saints?
Dallas Cowboys.
Here's another team. The Los Angeles Clippers at number four. Fixing to find out again who does less with more. They go out, they get Kawhi Leonard. They get Paul George, who, by the way, isn't a superstar. Never was. Just a good player. He's not a superstar. And, you know, if he stood on top of the I-95 bridge at the Florida-Georgia line, he could not hit water with a jump shot right now.
What we're going to find out, which I think that we keep finding out, is how great of a player Kawhi Leonard is what we're going to find out.
Okay. All right. Number three on the Who Does Less with More Butthurt list this week, the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
You've had the best quarterback on the planet for at least a decade. You know, been in the top conversation, MVP last year, and you can't get out of your own way come playoff time. Every year, the Packers choke against somebody, correct? And they got as good a talent as anybody in the league.
It's pretty arguable.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to play for the Packers anymore. I wouldn't want to play for them either. They can't win anything except the NFC North. That's all they can seem to win. Number two on the Who Does Less with More Butthurt list, the New York Yankees. They're 6.5 games out of their division right now in third place.
Mm. The Rays are going to run away with that
thing. Name me two starters off the Rays team. You can't do it.
Glasnow. I can give you one. Glasnow.
Okay. But they have a 6.5 game lead on the New York Yankees, who has Gerrit Cole, who, you know, obviously doesn't know a whole lot of what he's talking about.
Don't call Gerrit Cole.
Yep. And number one on the Who Does Less with More list, the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course. You knew it was coming.
Think about it. The Cowboys got 9 all-pro wide receivers. They got Dak Prescott. They got Ezekiel Elliott. Best offensive line in football, but they can't do anything. They haven't been relevant since Bill Clinton was president. Think about that for a second. That's the 1990s. The Dallas Cowboys have done absolutely nothing. They disappear. You hear these Cowboy fans, they start up. They're starting up now because, you know, training camp, mandatory training camp's up. Cowboy, oh, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. This is going to be, and this goes all the way to December 31st. Come January, you can't find a damn Cowboy fan. They reappear in June. They go on hiatus. They're like a bear in the winter. They hibernate from January to June every year, and they come out June the 1st. Cowboy fans come out in force and talk about how this is going to be the year. What you better hope for is a time warp and go back to the 1990s and, you know, let Bill be back in office. And that's when the Cowboys were relevant. That's going on 30 years, Jason.
Gerrit Cole, have you seen my boyfriend? He and I came to the bar together. Well, I could tell you where he's not. He's not outside with that young, nice-looking valet.
Gerrit Cole, would the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year? No. Honest answer from Gerrit.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and Belinda Thomas Realty.
It's finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine black belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call, 912-577-8552.
I'm just saying. This is great. We played this earlier in the show. One more time.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if I don't quite know how to answer that.
You don't know quite how to answer that. You know, one of my fraternity brothers just hit me on Facebook Live. He said the Cowboys, they have Dan Quinn as DC now.
Yeah.
And you know Dan Quinn knows how to blow a Super Bowl, largest Super Bowl lead of all time. So what's that going to bring to the Cowboys defense?
Well, I think Dan Quinn's a really good defensive coordinator. He's shown that in the past for sure.
And I got a Cowboy fan saying, who had the most passing yards before he got hurt last year? That's classic. Dak Prescott, he got hurt, so the Cowboys' fortunes went down the tube. They've been down the tube since 1995, 96. The Cowboys' fortunes have been drove over a cliff every January. You can't find them after New Year's. You just can't.
I don't know what the fascination is with between you and Dallas Cowboy fans, but I will say that you go after them a lot on this show.
I did a Who Does Less With More segment for the Butthurt List, and Who Does Less With More than the Dallas
you
Cowboys?
You go after the Cowboys a lot on this show.
Is that a legit question?
I'm just saying a lot.
He said Georgia. He came up with the old Georgia thing.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Packers.
And of course, Kip's just, you know, it's almost like we don't even go off the air or take a break as he just continues through the break. If you want to hear this nonsense, please feel free to tune into Facebook Live and just listen to the nonsense that Kip brings up between the breaks. By the way, aren't you not even supposed to be here? Aren't you supposed to be at a wedding right now?
Yes, I got an excuse to come to work today. I took vacation last week and management told me I couldn't take two Saturdays in a row off, so I'm here.
At least they told you no about something.
I mean, they said when you're here, ratings are better. So we need you here as much as possible.
Is that what they tell you?
I mean, I can only tell you what management tells me.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. Think about that for a sec. Their work for life. You won't get that guarantee hardly anywhere anymore. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422, Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Garrett Cole, does your collision shop offer your service for life like Golden Isles Collision? I don't know how to answer that question.
That's the guy that's your friend in college that, you know, that, you know, he knows your girlfriend. Everybody runs in a close circle. Garrett Cole's your friend that your girlfriend does not need to call.
Yep.
Especially when you're doing something that you're not supposed to.
And that's the one she always calls.
You are busted.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old Young MC song, Busted?
Mm-hmm.
How it kicks in? Well, you probably wouldn't know that. Well, you play all 80s tunes on the beds coming
back. I don't play those. That's management. They decide all that stuff. Okay. I've got nothing to, believe me.
I thought you was the music coordinator.
Believe me, I've got no control over the show because if I did, things would be a lot different.
Okay.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I mean, what are we going to talk about this segment? How Cincinnati, you know, actually did beat Georgia in the Peach Bowl last year and would have beat them in a phantom college football playoff if we had expanded teams.
Well, Georgia would have been on the road in that scenario at Cincinnati instead of Cincinnati being on a neutral field. I think Georgia won that game on a last-minute kick in that bowl game to beat Cincinnati and escape with a bowl win.
With
where
a Glenn Academy alumni.
What?
Glenn Academy alumni kicked the game-winning kick. In fact, Glenn County Stadium is bigger, probably bigger than Cincinnati Stadium. It's probably close.
I think you're getting ridiculous now. But if you put Georgia in Cincinnati, the outcome of that game is probably different.
You think?
I mean, I
don't.
All I'm saying is this is great for, I think, in theory, the Group of Five conference, because it guarantees that at least, or it should guarantee that you at least get one team in every year, at least one, most years, maybe even two. I don't think you get more than two, but certainly, definitely one, probably two in most years. The only concern I have is the committee has shown us a bias toward the Power Five. You know, when you've got teams from the Group of Five that are going undefeated and not getting in the playoff and they're sliding them down the rankings, who's to say that they're not going to do the same thing with this new format? Even though 12 teams get in, they just slide them down to 13 or 14 when they should be ranked number two.
They're in. I mean, there you go again. You get caught up in the beauty contest. And instead of worrying about being excited because, you know, the little guy gets in, which I am because I've been politicking for this for quite some time.
Okay, yeah, sure you have.
You're worried about where they're seated instead of them getting in. If they're as good as you proclaim those teams to be every week on this show, then it doesn't matter where they're seated. They're going to win.
If you take an undefeated Central Florida team and you rank them 12th, you put them in the 12 seed, and then they've got to go to a 5 seed Georgia, go to Athens and beat Georgia in Athens, an SEC team, and then they do that. And then what's waiting on them on the other side of that is the number one seed in the entire country. That's the crap that the committee would likely do to a team like Central Florida.
I mean, if you, a 12 seed Central Florida go to Athens and they get beat 41-17, okay, about like what I would expect them to get beat.
Okay.
But you just, you got to be fired up about even getting in a playoff scenario.
Well, I think the big thing here, Kip, like in all seriousness, I think the thing that this playoff accomplishes for the group of five, the AAC, the Sun Belt, those types of conferences, it guarantees, at least for now, that there's not going to be a mass defection from these other teams that are at the top of their conference to go join power conferences to get a fair chance at a national championship. I think it solidifies those conferences being able to stick around.
Let me give you some scenarios. All right, you ready for this? A road trip.
I don't think I am.
A road trip to Cincinnati, the SEC equivalent of that is like going to play Vanderbilt or Kentucky on the road. Coastal Carolina, the equivalent of that in the ACC is like going on the road to play Wake Forest.
What's your point?
That's why I'm trying to give you some home field examples, okay? Central Florida, the bounce house or whatever you want to call it, is the equivalent, maybe Big 12, maybe going to Kansas State and playing a football game. I mean, I'm trying to give you some real-life examples here. These places strike no fear into anybody that gets on the plane. Hey, we're going to play.
You might not have fear when you get on the plane, but when you get back on the plane, you're going home with an L.
Okay. We're going to play Cincinnati today. Okay. We're going to play Coastal Carolina today. What? We're going to the beach? We're going to play Central Florida. Where's that at? Orlando? Are we going to get to go to Disney World after the game, Coach? Yeah, because this game will be over at halftime. Man, come on. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're going to play the Houston Cougars. That's like going to play Kansas with Les Miles coaching them on the road. I mean, it's not like going into Allen Fieldhouse and playing a Bill Self-coached Kansas basketball team. It's like going and playing Les Miles coached Kansas team.
Well, while you're off over there in dreamland and fantasy world, Atlanta Braves fans, I'm telling you, season's over.
You said that. June 12th, 2021, Jason Bishop says Braves season's over. So when we come back and do the show mid, late July, early August, and the Braves are in the thick of things, Jason Bishop will say, oh, I told you all along.
I'm going to throw some math on you in the next segment. We're literally 10 seconds away from going to break. But in this next segment, when we come back, Braves fans, I'm going to throw some math at you that's going to make you see things my way.
Central Florida. It's like going to play Vandy on the road.
God almighty, let it go.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Fey Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com.
912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced their next cover athlete for the coming issue, and that person is Brunswick High offensive lineman Kanaya Charlton. Charlton will become the latest Pirate on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition and join the likes of former Pirates Darius Slay, Warren McClendon, and Randon Jernigan, just to name a few, to grace the cover of SSE. The Charlton issue of the Southern Sports Edition will be out on June the 30th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. All right, Braves fans, I'm going to throw this at you, all right? The Braves have roughly 100 games left, 101 exactly. We're going to call it 100 just for math, for the sake of math. 100 games, all right? They are currently, or at least as of yesterday, I don't know what the Mets did yesterday, but the Braves were currently 4 games out behind the Mets in third place.
They're 4.5 out.
Okay, thank you. 4.5 games out, 100 games to go, you're under 500. Here's my math. In the next 100 games, do you think that if the Braves go 50-50, that's good enough to win the division? I'm asking you, the co-host. They're under 500 now.
I think I have the next 100 games.
No. Don't steal my math. I'm just looking for a yes or no, Garrett Cole.
No.
Okay. So at 50-50, not good enough.
No.
All right. Next question. Is 60-40 in the next 100 good enough to win the division?
Yes.
I disagree. You're already 4.5 out.
You're 4.5 out, but in the Mets have, they're, you know, they're 4.5 out, but the Mets have got like 6 or 7 games to make up because of COVID. Everybody else in the division has played pretty much a full schedule, but the Mets are 4.5 up because they got 7 or 8 games to make up.
I think 60-40 puts you in contention, but I don't think you win because you're already 4.5 out and there are 2 teams in front of you and you're several games under 500.
If the Braves can get to 90 wins, they'll win the division.
Here's my next piece of math. Is 65-35 good enough to win the division? I say yes to that. I think 65-35, you do that in the next 100, you win the division.
By 10 games.
Probably not. By maybe 3 or 4. 65-35 is good enough to win the division. I think that's what it's going to take. So essentially, here's the math part of this. Yep. The next 100 games for the Braves to win the division, you're going to ask them to play 650 baseball.
If the Braves can get between 85 and 90 wins, they'll be in the hunt to win that division. That division is going to kind of hover around 500 most of the year.
You've put the Braves, they have put themselves in position that in order to win that division, they're going to have to play 650 baseball for the next 100 games. Do you know how hard that is? They're going to have to, they're going to have to go 65-35. That's 650 baseball.
They go 60-40, they'll win the division.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're a pessimist, man, when it comes to when it comes to this kind of stuff. I mean, the division is not that great this year. The Mets are 7 games over 500 right now. They're 31-24. But keep in mind, they still have a bunch of games to make up.
They did have DeGrom leave the game last night with an injury, and Syndergaard is on the shelf as it is.
That's not going to hold up. So basically, the Braves are a game and a half out. They're a game and a half behind the Phillies.
What about it?
I mean, so they don't have to play 650 baseball.
I think they're going to play 650 baseball.
The Mets aren't going to hold up. Their starting pitching is ruined. They're hurt. They just have to watch the Phillies.
Well, I will give you this about the Mets. If DeGrom is out for any length of time,
they're done.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they pick up somebody at All-Star, but who are you going to pick up better than the two that's on the shelf?
None.
Yeah.
DeGrom's best pitcher in baseball right now.
Correct.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops off Exit 3 on Interstate 95. Jumbo big screen TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizzas, the burgers, the wings, 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead, 912-576-6880. Ops. The one and only true sports bar stop in Camden County. It's a good place. Me and my wife ate there about a little over a week ago.
I told
you.
Awesome food. I've been raving about that place.
The place was packed. It was trivia night on a Thursday night, loaded down with people. Got a pizza. It was good. Had a couple of cold beverages.
Okay.
So good place to go. We'll be back. Not have to play 650 baseball to win that division. Not even close.
I disagree with you. They're not going to play 500 baseball and win the division.
No.
You're saying 60-40, so you're saying if the Braves play 600 baseball, that's it.
If the Braves, what are they sitting around? What, they're 29-32 right now?
Something like that.
All right. If they win 58, 59 of their next 100 games, they win the division.
59 of the next 100. Well, the way they've been playing, that's a long shot.
I mean, they got to fix the pitching staff. Shane Green's got to come in and establish himself as the closer. Will Smith and these other guys have to be the setup guys. And we got to get a little bit – I'm tired of seeing great effort by starting pitchers. We've seen some good outings here recently. I mean, I'm not talking about Charlie Morton last night, but some of the younger pitchers have been pitching well and not getting anything out of it.
Charlie Morton's beginning to scare me. I know his last four starts have been pretty good, but he hasn't pitched. He has not gotten into the seventh inning once this season. Now he's pitched into the seventh, but he has not gotten out in the seventh inning yet.
Anderson's pitching good. Then they come in, bullpen blows the game.
Tucker Davidson's been super impressive.
Been great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's signs that the starters are coming around. Got to get Morton, got to get him, pitching well, but there's signs in that starting rotation that get 6-7 innings in the bullpen. Gotta fix it.
I love what college football has done, opening up the playoffs to 12 teams. They have opened the Pandora's box now for the group of fives, the Cincinnati's, the Memphis's, Houston's, Coastal Carolina's, Central Florida's of the world, to finally get somewhat of a fair chance. And I'll tell you this, they're going to regret doing it.
No, they're not. Not even close.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawg!